Gentlemen, good morning. Last week, we spoke about the, I wouldn't call it a trick, but I call it the halacha of davening mincha and ma'ariv. And we saw that there's two points of view. The point of view that most of Am Yisrael goes by, unless it's inconvenient, is that you can daven mincha till the evening, whatever that means, and ma'ariv when it gets dark. But there is a singular view of Rabbi Yehuda that says ma'ariv ends, mincha ends, excuse me, when?
Mincha ends as the sun goes
plag ha-mincha. About an hour and a half before the sun goes down. Mm-hmm. And we explained what that was. And the Gemara, very surprisingly, does not paskin on this halacha and says everyone can do what they wanted. Last week we saw that there's two ways to understand that. One way is you have to decide for the rest of your life which point of view you're going by. Are you going to be a Rabbi Yehuda Jew or are you going to be a Chachamim Jew? And the other point of view was every single day, you can decide one way or another. In other words, on the same day, you can't play around and say, I'm going to daven mincha like Chachamim and Ma'ariv like Rabbi Yehuda. But from one Monday to Tuesday or from Thursday to Friday, you can. And that's the way the Shulchan Aruch, the Mishnah Berurah, paskin. So in general, they prefer that you decide one way for your entire life. But they are willing to compensate that even on, at least on the same day, you're consistent. What they didn't say, and very much deterred us against, is to do both contradicting each other. In other words, when is Plag HaMincha today? Looking on your apps on your phone, Plag HaMincha today is at 6:11. Mm-hmm. So, if a person davens Mincha at 6:12, he's davening in accordance with which point of view? The majority, the Chachamim. Let's say you can daven till the evening. He's way before the evening at 6:11. The sun is going to be shining. Then he finishes Mincha at 6:21. And at 6:22 he says, you know what? Maybe Rabbi Yehuda is correct. And he davens Ma'ariv. In other words, he davens both Mincha and Ma'ariv after Plag HaMincha. And on this, the Shulchan Aruch, the Mishnah Berurah, everyone says you're contradicting yourself. You can't do it on the same day. However, that's on a regular weekday. That's an A on your short sheet.
One question, okay? I mean, often
Davin Meyer
very early.
Yeah,
that's another fact.
Okay, that's a different shear and it's for a different time.
So I'm saying, are there two steps of halachot here? I mean, one for the Sephardim and one for the Ashkenazim?
No.
I mean, that's
no.
That's,
on this issue, there's absolutely, everyone agrees.
I mean,
what the Sephardim, what you're...
There was a minion so early, it was still light out.
Okay, what the Sephardim do is something that's not connected to this shear, but they do something else.
Yeah.
And that is that they daven mincha before the Shkia. And then comes a period of time called twilight, or Bein HaShmashot, which is Sofik Yom, Sofik Laila, which means it has properties of the day and night. So they say during that time you can daven Ma'ariv, because Ma'ariv is at the Rabbanon, perhaps even a Rishut. And then you should repeat Kriyat Shema when it gets dark. Throughout the Jewish world, when you have Mincha Ma'ariv minions, that's exactly what they do. Because what you saw last night at the Sephardi Minyan is what 99.9% of shuls around the world do. The reason for that is that the farther you are from the equator, the longer the twilight. So if you daven mincha before the shkia, let's say in the summer, mincha is 8 o'clock, and shkia is at 8:15. And you daven the proper mincha, you have to wait not 20 minutes like in Israel, because we're closer to the equator. You have to wait a very long time to get the Tzeit HaKochavim. So almost every shul utilizes that point of view.
No, don't worry.
When you were in America and you went to a Mincha Ma'ariv Minyan during the week, I will bet I'll bet the money in my pocket that that's exactly what they do. Even in Flatbush.
We did everything.
When you see a Mincha Ma'ariv Minyan, again, when you don't have a Mincha Ma'ariv Minyan, totally different story.
Right.
Now you have to remember, in Israel, the halacha fits in nicely. We're going to see that today. It's very neat. Sukkot is a beautiful time. You can even sleep in your sukkah. It's not too cold. You can put your Hanukkah menorahs outside. Israel, the halacha fits in. Once you get to Chutz La'aretz, all of a sudden there's challenges.
I just find that parameters are so great. I mean, everything you're talking about means nothing when it comes to Sephardim. It's completely irrelevant.
That's not true. On this issue, the Sephardim and the Ashkenazim totally agree. On this issue. Now.
Isn't there a halacha to daven Ma'ariv when it gets dark out?
Again, you're supposed to daven Ma'ariv at Tzeit HaKochavim when it gets dark out, correct.
Yeah.
But what happens if you have a minyan that davens mincha, and if you tell them wait 50 minutes until Ma'ariv, you won't have a minyan?
But that's not the reason.
Oh!
They come 50 minutes early.
All right, my dear friend, you will see how the Gdolei Yisrael were a little more liberal than you today. liberal. Now, so on a regular weekday, you have to decide either Rabbi Yehuda or Chachamim, preferably for the rest of your life, or at least on the same day. What happens on Erev Shabbos? All of a sudden on Erev Shabbos, on the second source, on the sheet, you could see, and we learned it last week, that the Shulchan Aruch says you can daven earlier, and the Mishnah Berurah is explaining, even though you're supposed to decide one way for the rest of your life, on Erev Shabbos, you can go ahead and change your minhag. Why? Because on Erev Shabbos is an additional reason to daven early. And what is it?
You can expand the Kedusha.
You not can, but you have to extend the Kedusha of Shabbos to the weekday, so better to daven early. Right? The Mishnah Berurah then says something very surprising. And he says on the left side of the sheet, V'yeshomim, the Bitzibur with a minion, Yeshlach Elit Palel Mayriv Mi Ba'od Yom, so imagine the scene. 6:11 is plaga mincha. 6:30 you daven mincha. Mincha you daven, there's no problem. It's before the shkia. And after mincha, you say, you know what? Maybe Rabbi Yehuda's correct. And you daven ma'ariv. That's called a tarte de satre, an inner contradiction. Says the Mishnah Berurah, there are some that say that on Erev Shabbos, because we have to add on to the Kedusha, you're allowed to do that. But he himself goes against that. And therefore, a normative minion, in Efrat, they usually have an early Shabbos where they daven mincha before the plag and ma'ariv after the plag, and that's the way you should do it every day if you decide to go that way for the rest of your life, or at least on the same day, including Erev Shabbos. Everything's great. This is the way it is. Rabbi Yehuda, Chachamim, no psak halacha. You should decide to go that way for the rest of your life, or at least on the same day. All of a sudden on Erev Shabbos we found a dispensation, but we could try to explain it away that it's because of Tosefes Shabbos. And Tosefes Shabbos has the ability to maybe override this. Now we come to a big problem. And we started to allude to it last week. And this problem is not a problem that's in secret. It's not like the rabbis hid it. As a matter of fact, it's on the first page of the first tractate of the Talmud, Bavli, that we have. In Hebrew, Meseches Brachos, Daf Bet Amud Aleph. The first words in the entire Gemara are Mei Matai Korin Shema Ba'arvit. When are you supposed to daven Shema Ba'arvit? As soon as you start out, you don't even blink an eyelash, is a machlokas. Rashi Tosfos. Tosfos asks a question. Now, where is this Tosfos function? The Balea Tosfos. Tosfos was not a person, it was a bunch of people. They function in a place called Provence, France, that area. And they ask the following question. I'm reading this Mishnah. It talks about Ma'ariv being after dark. But I'm living here. It's the summer. Dark is 10 plus at night, let's say. And we're davening Ma'ariv at 8. Ha'echanu korin kol kach mi ba'od yom. How do we daven Ma'ariv so early? The Mishnah is very explicit. When are you supposed to daven? When are you supposed to say Shema?
After dark.
After dark. We're not doing that over here. So he says, well, maybe we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. What did Rabbi Yehuda say? When can you daven Ma'ariv? After plaga mincha. So maybe we paskin here like that. This mana tefilat mincha plaga mincha. Wait a minute, he says. That's very nice. However, that would include an additional condition. If you daven Ma'ariv after the plag, what's the condition?
Mincha before the plag.
V'im tomar echad mitpadalim tefilat mincha samuch lachashecha v'afilu lachar plag mincha. He says, well, in the winter we don't do that. We daven mincha up until the shkia. Maybe also in the summer they're doing that. Yesh lomar, maybe we should say the kaimalan karabanan. Maybe we paskin like the chachamim. You mixed up already? He's sitting there in France. What are we doing? On the one hand, we're davening mincha till shkia, and on the other hand, we're davening ma'ariv early. You have to pick which way to go over here. So he, on the first stuff, the first Mishnah in the whole Talmud, the Tosfos says, we are not fulfilling this Mishnah. Who? That's a... If you would say that today, they'd say, you're probably davening a Reformed temple. Probably daven a conservative temple. Reconstructionist Judaism over here. So he's saying, how can it be? We're inner contradicting ourselves. We're davening mincha like Chachamim and Ma'ariv like Rabbi Yehuda. We just said you can't do that. שהרי מאיזה טעם אנו מתפללים ערבית מיד לאחר פלג המנחה, משום דקיימה לן דשעת המנחה קלה כדברי רבי יהודה, ומיד הביזמן ערבית, ובזמן התפילה עצמה לא קיימה לן לא כרבי יהודה אלא כרבנן. How can you daven mincha like Rabbanan and Ma'ariv like Rabbi Yehuda? You got to choose which one. You taking it? Okay. That's the question. Now I want to tell you very explicitly, historically, all the shuls in those areas in Europe have done this from time immemorial. I said about the mincha Ma'ariv minions around the world. They had exactly the same problem, but quadruple it a bit. It wasn't that darkness is around 9 o'clock.
I'm going to stay very soon. So, what are they doing?
So that's exactly it. The more north you are from the equator, the later the day is going to be in the summer. So what do you do? Mm-hmm. So there were basically, as we're going to see today, two answers to this question. The first answer to the question of the Tosfos is, we're not doing right. It's not right. We saw everything was neat, Rabbi Yehuda Chachamim, but we have no choice. We have to do the satre, tarte de satre, because we got no choice. You know why we have no choice? Going back to the Mishnah Berurah, when did the Mishnah Berurah say you can play around, half like Rabbi Yehuda, half like Chachamim, with
Friday night?
No, he added one more thing: Friday night plus.
If it's an emergency.
Plus
a minion.
If you're not going to have a minion, let's understand what the ramifications are going to be.
That's what they do in Europe, because very often when I was in Norway, they had a hard time getting 10 people.
Oh, Norway is a huge problem. Gentlemen, if you don't have a minion, you understand very well that there's going to be many a Jews that won't daven. It's not they're going to daven at home. Many Jews won't daven. They come to shul. It's part of their, what we call in Yiddish, the chevreshaft. It's part of their close club. And they're going to come together. And they're going to daven mincha and ma'ariv. And the rabbis dealt with this throughout the generation. So the first answer before your questions is, we're not doing right, but we have no choice, because ma'ariv, mincha has to be 7 o'clock. If it's going to be earlier or later, no minyan. So we're going to have to play around. We're going to daven mincha like Chachamim and ma'ariv like Rabbi Yehuda. It's a hatarte de satrei. We can live with the contradiction.
I walk into the shul in Norway with 27 people. So what's going on? There are 27 people. So the rabbi comes over me quietly. He says, he was there for a couple of years. He just was living in Israel. He said, 17 of them aren't Jewish.
I know the rabbi.
You know the rabbi?
Of course I know the rabbi. Anyway. Make a long story short.
The issue of manipulating time because there's an emergency issue. Is this related to davening where it's a rabbi? In other words, we wouldn't say, listen, Seder with Kiddush, you know, let's have it at 5 p.m. because we're all seeing this.
We'll see very soon. So I said that I quoted the first Tosfos on the first Daf and Shas. I'm going to quote the first Tshuva on the first page as a Truma Tadeshin. Who was the Truma Tadeshin? Rabbi Yisrael Israelin. He wrote a so-called responsa. Why do I say called so-called responsa? Because responsa usually means you ask a shaila to a Rebbe, a Rav, and the Rav answers your question. What he did was he asked himself his own questions. Yeah. Now his questions reflected the reality in which he lived, in which he functioned. Yeah. So listen to this question.
Where
did he live? He lived in Europe. B'yamim arukim b'yamei hakayitz, on those long summer days, likrot kriyat shema shel arvit, litpalel tefilat arvit, gimel odalet shaot lifnei tzeit hakochavim. 3 to 4 hours before darkness. Can we reconcile it, explain the minhag that we have been doing? Again, this is not something that is now going to be done. And you can say, you're vicious, you're terrible, stop it. It's being done. Is there any source for this minhag? Because the rabbis are davening with us. Not like the Amcha doesn't know any better. They're a bunch of ignoramuses, but the rabbis are not there. The rabbis are there. Tshuva. Ein biyadeinu klal limtzo yeshuvatam l'masha nahadu l'hagdim kol kach. And he goes on and on to say, there is absolutely no way I can explain away what these people are doing. And during this course of this tshuva, he says that this has been the minhag in the communities, and he quotes great Gedolei Yisrael, like the Riva, Rav Haigon, many others, and then adds, I finally, v'gam shamati b'yeshiva, even in the yeshiva mipnei achad me'agdolim, even in the yeshiva, ki yemei akadmulim be'kremish, in a place called Kremish, he'd palalu arvit, they daven Ma'ariv, karut ashma, of course they said shma and Ma'ariv, be'erev Shabbat, on the eve of Shabbos, ba'od hayom gadol. What do those words mean, ba'od hayom gadol? The day is still big. What does that mean?
It's a long time.
We still have a long time till darkness. Now listen to this, they daven Ma'ariv, shahaya rav ha'ir achad me'agdolim akad munim ahu, v'chol tovei akal imo, and they went home to eat dinner, the Shabbos dinner, and they benched. And what did they do after you bench?
Kriyat Shema.
No. We weren't there yet. They did what Jews do after they eat a big dinner. They go for a spatzir. They go for a walk. Halchu l'tayel achei hachila shel sudat Shabbat. They went out for a walk. Now listen to this. He even tells you where they went on the walk. Al Sfat Nahar Dunai. On the Dunai River. V'hayu chozrim l'batehem. Call them halayla. Everyone understand the scene? They had an early minyan for Shabbos. They davened Ma'ariv. They went home. They said Kiddush. They had a meal. They finished the meal. They benched. They went for a walk. They came home. And all this before it got dark. And he says, he says, the Tosfot already talked about this happening. And we don't know why. Magen Avraham, many generations later, in his parish on the Shulchan Aruch, we're talking already about the 17th century, says, Ve'achshav, here, where the Magen Avraham is functioning, No'agim li'palel mincha ma'ariv smuchin zelazeh, your mincha ma'ariv minyan, kisurim ki rabbanan, u'mashim mitpalelim arvit, kodem alayla, haynu b'nei adochak, she'torech hula esof atzibur shenis. We do this inner contradiction because we can't get the minyan together. And the Mishnah Bura, it repeats the words of the Magen Avraham, calls them mitpalel biyichidi. When you're davening alone, you better make sure you daven mincha before the plag, ma'ariv after the plag, or mincha before shkia, ma'ariv after tzeit ha'kochavim. However, b'tzibur, she'ipalel mincha u'kshechlu b'tam yetarach l'kapsam she'nit li'palel erev v'yitpalel tviat ha'tzibur l'gamrei. But when you're in a congregation, you can't get the minyan to come back. In other words, once you daven mincha and they're out the door, they're not coming back in. They say, Rabbi, take your choice. 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock, however you want. We're there for 25 minutes. That's it. We're not coming back later. First heter for the day. You have a 7 o'clock minyan the entire summer. It goes against everything we said. What's the heter?
Have no choice.
There is no heter. You just can't get the minyan at any other time. So what we do is we utilize Chachamim for Mincha, Ma'ariv for Rabbi Yehuda. We shouldn't do that, but if you don't have a minyan,
that's
the way.
No.
Of course it's inconsistent. It goes against everything we learned. But as you could see, and I want to make this very clear for all those here and all those listening, that this was done throughout the generations with great Rabbanim, the Balei HaTosfos, the Trumat HaDeshen, the Magen Avraham, the Mishnah Berurah, these are people that could have said, hey, I don't care if you're lazy, 10 o'clock at night is Tzeit HaKochavim, that's when Ma'ariv is. What? There's a long time between Mincha and Ma'ariv? I don't care. I'll give a share in Daf Yomi, 50 minutes, 55 minutes, whatever it is. What did they all say? The Balabatim said, Rabbi, you got 25 minutes. Mincha Ma'ariv, shoot. Well, you give us the time we're there. And as you could see, there is no... Excuse me. No. Bruce, it's one thing you forgot. This is within the parameters of halacha. It's just an inner contradiction.
But isn't there another concern that
not davening mincha at 5 o'clock, which is before the plag, and then mincha, then Ma'ariv at 5:10, which is before the plag. No one allows that. They are davening Ma'ariv after the plag, albeit they're also the davening Mincha after the plag. It's within the parameters of use.
Kriyat Shema. We're afraid they're not going to daven unless they have a minion.
Kriyat Shema, they
daven. They're not going to recite Kriyat Shema.
Kriyat Shema, they daven if they're supposed to repeat later. I have never, as I said, seen rabbis mention it except for Friday night. I think it should be mentioned every night. And if you daven in an early minion, you should repeat Kriyat Shema at home. Yes.
But
however, you should know.
They're not going to say it because they're not with a minion?
Again, you should know that Kriyat Shema, the Tosfos that I just quoted decided that you can yotzei yedei chovat. There's a machlok at the beginning of Masechet Brachot. If what is Kriyat Shema d'Oraisa? Is it the all three, or only the first chapter? If you say only the first chapter, then Kriyat Shema Lamita would fulfill that obligation for you every night. That's why there's no announcement made in Shul, perhaps, in accordance with the view of Rashi. Tosfos doesn't buy it. Rashi does. Yes.
One thing occurred to me: if you were living in Alaska, where for 6 months you really don't have dark at all, okay, the sun sort of sets, but it's still light, and then for another 6 months there are places in Alaska where it's totally dark all the time. What do you do?
A good shiur into itself. I can't go into it now. What do you do in those situations?
Yeah.
Okay, but that is a very, very important question. Just to illustrate, yes.
So, I guess I don't know, it said, well, that's in the parameters of halacha. I don't know that it was Rabbanav, but let's say you have 9 men, and they need Kaddish, and in walks, you know, a woman. Is it guaranteed 100% that in these cases she's not counted, or are there rules like that that we think they're clear, but are they really not so clear, where there's a lot of room to bend?
Bruce,
you think it's halacha?
How many times do you want me to say the same thing around this table? I can be a broken record, it's fine. Learn and you will know. There's no shortcuts. Learn and you will know.
So what are some other cases where you think this is halacha? Believe it or not.
So learn and ask and do research. And today there's no excuse. You Google it.
Okay.
Bruce, there is absolutely no heter in the world that for a regular minyan, I'm not talking about Kriyat HaMegillah, I'm not talking about Birkat HaGolma, I'm talking about to say Kaddish Kiddusha Baruch Hu, you can mitzaref a woman. There's no daya like that I know of in the literature of halacha. Not a minority view, not a half a minority view. There isn't. Yes, a 12-year-old boy, 11-year-old boy. There is a daya like that. Brachos daf mem chet. Look it up. Amud Aleph, you will see the daya. It's brought down very clearly by the Tosfos. It was done. For the 10th of the minyan, you can mitzaref a boy that eventually will be Bar Mitzvah.
But the woman in this town is very aggressive. You know,
but not with this guy.
They're extremely aggressive.
I like aggressive women.
No,
what's the point?
I'm trying to tell you that.
But no one has to be counted in the minute.
You know, like yesterday, when they say Kaddish, she has to, she should say Kaddish 3 times louder, you know, than the men.
Okay.
For example,
I'm not going to get into the issue today of women saying Kaddish. It's a fascinating issue. We'll get into it. On that issue, by the way, there's about 5 different points of view. So that issue, it does have your leeway. But Bruce, you can Google it and find out yourself.
Right.
Okay? Now, just to illustrate what we said this morning, just to illustrate what Jews went through in Europe at that time and why this was so important to somehow say, listen, it's an inner contradiction, it's not right, but we're doing it because we won't have a minyan. Listen to this story. Rav Eliyahu Schlesinger is the chief rabbi of Gilo. He wrote a book called, he wrote a responsa called Shuchei Lo Sholin Vidorshin. And you can look inside and he says like this. He says, listen, I heard the following story. Antwerp, Shavuos will begin around 11 o'clock at night, if I'm not mistaken. That's Seita Kochavim, 10:30, 11 o'clock. So he says, in Antwerp, there's many Hasidim. And he tells the following story. And so listen to the story. There was a Jew that lived in Antwerp, and he was a Ger Chassid. And during the summer, there were 2 minyanim. There was a proper minyan at night, and then there was an early minyan. And they asked this Chassid, how come you're Mekel and go to this early minyan? That does an inner contradiction, probably.
What's his answer?
His answer. I read to you this answer. They went to the Imre Yemes, Ger Rebbe, famous Ger Rebbe. And they asked, and the Ger Rebbe called his Chassid in and said, what are you doing? Veheshiv, and he answered, Shailadim babayit kashelahem liyoterim kokach bemeuchar veuchin lishon. My kids can't stay up that late and go to sleep, you know, 11 o'clock at night. No, listen to this. This is the punchline. That wasn't the punchline. So it's hard for the kids. You tell them, it's hard to be a Jew. Move on. Shechoshvin sheshabbos kodesh matchil baboker chas v'shalom. Valkein ma'adif liyitpalel mugdam. If I would daven at the late minyan, what would happen? The kids would go to sleep. And they would think that in the winter, Shabbos begins at night. But in the summer, when does Shabbos begin? In the morning. Because at night, I didn't hear Kiddush. There was no challah. There was nothing. In the morning, oh, good Shabbos. When did Shabbos come in? When I woke up. Well, that's a distortion of halacha, isn't it? So he says, this is what my kids think. Lahav, let's turn the coin around. If you live in Norway and you're making Havdalah at 1 o'clock in the morning, not utilizing the point of view that says you can make Havdalah from Plaga Mincha even on Motzei Shabbos when you have no choice, then what do the kids believe? That in the winter, Shabbos ends Saturday night. But in the summer, Shabbos ends Sunday morning. This is not true! So he said, I had no choice.
But that's not even an issue. That's not even an issue. Because the first answer is the answer. I know that the million here, the early million here in Ramon is pretty crowded because everyone goes for the same reason. The kids are 8, 9, 10 years old. They're going to go to sleep. So they're going to the early million. Nothing to do with thinking about
Again. The minion in the Rimon is a minion that is in accordance with the Plag HaMincha rule of davening Mincha before the Plag, Mayerf after the Plag. It's Lechatchila, there's no problem. Whether your motives are pure, impure, good, bad, there's no issue there. The issue here is they were davening not in accordance with the Plag cutting off Mincha time. They were davening both Mincha and Ma'ariv after the Plag, but before nighttime. And his justification is, or there won't be a minyan, or my kids won't know that Shabbos begins at night. Very interesting. Very interesting. So gentlemen, all we saw today is an answer. What was the answer? There's no good answer. The quote is Truma Tzedeshen, and I quote it again, Ein li yashev klal, I have no way to explain this. It makes no sense. Tosfos says, but gentlemen, next week will be the clincher. Because next week, we will see four different points of view in the Rishonim and the Achronim, mainly Rishonim, not saying because you can't get a minion, you have no choice, it's so late, we got to Europe, we don't know how we got here, but we're somewhere here, we gotta, you know, distort, we have to change, and we have to somehow allow the Tarte de Satre. Next week, you will see how this is not bidyevet, but lechatchila. And just to give you the coming attractions, let's quote the Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan, Chief Rabbi of Narvadik, also function in a place where in the summer, nighttime is very late. And he says, V'tarchu rabim v'gdoli mi'ayin ba'min hagazeh. Many have tried to explain away this, and they couldn't. And everyone usually said, "V'tirtzu kol harishonim shebipnei Torah chatzibur litasef balayla huchichu la'asot kein." Everybody said, because it's hard to get a minyan so late at night. Aruch HaShulchan says, my intellectual honesty and my reverence for the Gdole Rishonim and Achronim does not allow me to sleep at night with this answer. That it was hard to get a minyan, so all of a sudden we threw away the normative halacha and we found the Teirim. Even though sometimes they're needed. I can't live with myself because there's people here that are good Jews. They buy the most expensive etrog and they don't eat anything but shmura matzah on Pesach and everything costs them more. And all of a sudden on this, big Mekelim, he can't live with himself. So says the Aruch HaShulchan, Umuvan shein ze teirutz maspik. This is not a good answer. You can't get a minyan, the kids are going to sleep late. Come on! And he says, "Ubehechrech lelamet zchut Yisrael." Of course, you have to lelamet zchut. Try to explain it away. But he says, and this is what we're going to do next week. Va'ani omer chedavar ze mevuar b'mishna uva'gemora uva'yerushalmi umi'ikar adin kain hu kemoshe nevarer b'siyata dishmaya. This is not apologetics. Next week, we will see the non-apologetic point of view on the 7 o'clock p.m. minyan. And the non-apologetic point of view, gentlemen, will blow your minds away. All of a sudden, you will say, wow! It goes against the Shulchan Aruch, the Mishnah Berurah, the whole set we said at the beginning. And there's 1, 2, 3, 4 different ways to explain it. Not based on I can't get a minyan. And not based on I can't go to sleep late. And not based on my kid's not going to know Shabbos begins at night. But based on true sources. Think to yourselves, is there a way to explain this in such a way that won't be b'diyeved, but what they're doing is lechatchila? But what's interesting, and I just end with this, you can see how rabbis dealt with phenomenons that seem to be against the halacha. One way is to say, it's really against the halacha, so I'm going to kvetch a little bit and I'll say you have no choice. And the other way is to say, if the Jews have been doing this for so many generations, there must be a good reason. It's not explicit. We're going to have to find it. We have to dig a little bit. But we will dig, and believe me, gentlemen, we will find not one, not two, not three. but four justifications that are valid as to why a 7 o'clock p.m. minyan for the entire summer is okay. Coming attraction next week.